Secrets at the Rome Apartment. The Italian Escape, Book 2. Written by Kerry Fisher and read by Emma Spurgeon-Hussey. I'd taken a deliberate decision when my husband, Matteo, died, to pretend to myself that I didn't remember the anniversary of his death. I'd held steady for the last 5 years on the grounds that anniversaries of any kind were a petri dish of conflicting and painful feelings. There was no need to make an annual appointment with them when the rest of the year provided ample opportunity for a sudden stab to the heart. But on this May morning, exactly 6 years since he died, Nadia had guilted me into taking some flowers to put on her father's grave. "You do it for his mum and dad. I don't understand why you wouldn't do it for your own husband." She rang off, annoyed, even after I'd agreed and accepted her instructions only to take flowers that were in season, not hothoused and flown halfway across the world. I took the high moral ground by cutting some blooms directly from my garden. Roses felt all wrong, given what I now knew about my marriage, so I chose several branches of pink azaleas and headed off on my Vespa. The cemetery was so huge that by the time I'd parked up and walked a good kilometre via a few wrong turnings, I was sweating. As I drew closer to his plot, I saw that someone was already there. I knew immediately who it was from the graceful way she was kneeling, legs folded elegantly to the side. No mistaking those angular shoulders that encouraged her T-shirt to hang, gently flowing over her curves rather than clinging the way mine did. I slowed my pace, but it was too late. She looked up. "Jana," I said, keeping my voice neutral, despite a complicated swirl of anger versus indolence. The battle flaring between outrage, "How dare she show her face?" versus a dismissal, "Be my guest if you want to waste a sunny May day hanging round the headstone of a man who led you a merry dance for years, but never thought enough of you to divorce me." She nodded a greeting, her eyes full of tears and defiance. I brandished my azaleas. "You carry on, I've just come to leave these." The words were out of my mouth before my brain caught up. But once it had, I decided that I wouldn't be chased away. And especially not by the woman whose long liaison with Matteo meant that all my memories, everything I thought I had, were tainted. She stood up and told me she was going soon anyway, before an extended fiddling about with the enormous bunch of roses in an ornate vase, which felt very much like an "I loved him a lot more than you did" statement. So many questions still rattled around my brain. I couldn't fathom why he hadn't left me if he'd been having an affair for over 20 years. Was it conscience, loyalty, cake and eat it, fear of public disapproval? Had he perhaps loved me a fraction more than he loved her? Before I could stop myself, I said almost conversationally, "Why didn't he leave me for you, Jana?" Her head jerked up as though I'd said the worst possible swear word in church. She flexed her fingers.